New research is shedding light on the impact of Philadelphia's soda tax on people's health. The city implemented the tax on sweetened beverages 7 years ago. The idea was that it would pay for early childhood education. Health advocates also supported the tax, citing the connection between sugary drinks and obesity. WHYY's Alan Yu has more.
Previous studies established that Philadelphia's tax on sugary drinks led to a drop in sales. The question then becomes, did it improve people's health? Researchers used the electronic health records of thousands of adult patients in Philadelphia to see how their body mass index changed over time, when compared to people who live close to the city but outside of it. They found that people's body mass index increased over time regardless. But the BMI of people in Philadelphia did not go up by as much compared to people outside the city. It is a small difference, but it is still an important one, says Christina Roberto, an associate professor of health policy at the University of Pennsylvania, who worked on the study.
I studied dietary change for 25 years. I've done behavioral weight loss treatment with patients. It's incredibly hard to change dietary behaviors. And this tax does a profound job of doing that, right? While raising money for the city. So I just think it's such a no-brainer policy. And even if we don't necessarily see huge changes in BMI, drinking less soda is a good thing. We know it's a good thing.
Her research group is also looking at data on children to see what health impact the soda tax had on them. Alan Yu, WHYY News.